This is BI Radio.
Hello, I'm Sherry McPhail. Economic recovery efforts are beating a direct path to performance management in government. With reporting requirements front and center, governments finally have the motivation and the money to implement what many have been calling on for years: systems and processes for transparent and accountable government. In this podcast, John Dessenberg of the Performance Institute, a policy think tank in Washington, D.C., speaks of the opportunities and hurdles that lie ahead and his hopes for what government will become through the new openness.
Thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Oh, well, thank you.
So with accountability and transparency and efficiency being discussed at the highest possible levels, why is it important for governments to be measuring and monitoring spending and results?
You know, what we're really moving towards is moving from inputs to outcomes. In other words, we're moving from simply what we're putting into the process to what we're getting out of the process. And that's really a fundamental shift in government. The emphasis right now is on putting the money into the economy quickly, and we've got to be careful about the tension between simply moving quickly and doing the right thing. Because not all money spent, even if it's spent fairly and honestly, is going to deliver the same amount of results. And we want to make sure that we get the most impact out of each dollar that we spend. And the only way you can really do that is to gauge the outcomes of your spending, not simply where it's going. The intention is to start to measure outcomes as well as activities.
So in this climate of let's do everything right now, what's your top advice for governments that will help them do that right thing and avoid big mistakes?
Well, you know, we really believe that you have to start with the end in mind. Of course, everyone in the Recovery Act is looking to save jobs or create jobs. And we also want to make sure that it's not just a one-time expenditure. It should be a multiplier effect. In other words, spending $1 of federal money should ripple through the economy to create additional productivity and outcomes down the line. So before you spend, start with the end in mind. Where can you make the most difference?
Right, that whole 1-to-7 thing that economists always talk about.
That's right, 1-to-7. And of course, Sherry, you may have heard this as well. There's an estimate out there from the Treasury Department that 7% of the Recovery Act will be lost to waste, fraud, and abuse. And Congress is not accepting that figure. That figure, when you talk about $800 billion, 7% of $800 billion is unbelievable. And that's something that we can't allow to happen. And so one of the things that we have to rethink as well as is the auditing of this money. We can't wait until the fraud occurs to do the auditing. We've got to be more proactive, and that means rethinking what these inspector generals do. They've got to be out in front of the issue, and that's what we're starting to see at the Treasury Department.
Can you tell us some great stories about how some governments are using performance management?
Well, you know, we're really starting to study what's going on in the United Kingdom because of the emphasis on best practices and management instead of just budget and targets. The emphasis on targets really led people, unfortunately, to set the bar a little too low. What has gone on in England is de-emphasizing the target and emphasizing instead how you're improving or what made you successful. And the other thing that they're doing in the United Kingdom and all over Europe that we're not doing in this country is measuring government productivity. Even a small savings, like a 5% savings over the next 5 years, a 5% increase, rather, in productivity, would give us $400 billion of additional dollars. And that means we wouldn't have to cut programs. That means we wouldn't have to potentially raise taxes. Productivity is very important. And unfortunately, we've lagged behind England and others in that area.
What are the top three areas for public sector organizations to focus on right now?
You know, the top three areas that we're seeing, beyond the buzzwords of transparency and performance and accountability and all those things are important, but we really see three issues. One is positive pressure to perform. Well, what is positive pressure? Positive pressure means we want to see how you're doing. We want to see honest information. We want to understand why you're seeing the results you're seeing, and we want to help you improve from there. Number two is got to be innovation. And by innovation, we mean optimizing your workforce, breaking down some of the silos, some of the walls that have existed between people, and getting them to understand the results of their work, why they're doing what they're doing, and not just how they do the work. Finally, number three is dispersion, right? So you're spreading best practices. You're spreading good ideas. And so just to kind of summarize, it's the positive pressure. It's the innovation and optimization around outcomes. And finally, it's dispersing good ideas to more people so we can replicate it and have better results everywhere.
What effect do you think the new role of the chief performance officer will be?
Well, if you take a look at Mr. Zients, Jeff Zients, he's a guy who has made his mark in the world looking at people who are the best at what they do and understanding what makes organizations successful and maybe what makes them unsuccessful. And then what he did with the corporate executive board and the advisory board, he began a network. He organized a network to share those ideas and to start to have some collaboration and some real deep experience that could go from one organization to another organization. All of these issues he looked at in his career in private industry. So what we're expecting to see from him, I think, as CPO, he's going to be a little impatient, I think. And impatience might be a good thing. We don't have all the time in the world here. We want to get things done. We know that he's going to work on pushing it to move a little faster.
Why is this the most exciting time to be working in government?
Think about where the government is going today, and think about what we even dreamt was possible just 12 months ago. We would never have imagined that the government would become involved in so much of what we do in this country and would become such a partner in all sectors of the economy, and that the whole philosophy of government is changing. Some people call it the social contract. The social contract has been changed, and I think has probably changed forever, in a very short time, where we've gone from, you know, an era of government as something to minimize, and now it's government as something to move us all forward together. And as my friend and colleague with IBM, John Kaminsky, says, it's like a barn raising, right, in the old sense of the world, where everyone gets together, and that's what we're really seeing now. It's not every man for himself or every woman for herself. It's a collective sense that we need the government to do important work, and it's really changing the game.
And finally, what is your hope for what governments will become over the next decade?
We're really looking for an end to some of the structures that work very well in what I would call an industrial economy. We really think a post-industrial model means that people work collaboratively outside of traditional hierarchical structures and start to think more closely about ways that they can innovate quickly. And, of course, that means more transparency, where the public can see the data, the public can understand the results. The Internet allows people to even manipulate the data and see for themselves what's important to them. And we have a far better educated public, and hence we make better decisions. And I think that's what it's all about.
That's great. Thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Sherry.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To read more about IBM Cognos Solutions for Government, please visit ibm.com/cognos/government.
Discover strategies to transparency, accountability, and economic recovery at the IBM Cognos Virtual Government Forum. See how IBM Cognos Solutions can help you monitor, measure, and report on your economic stimulus funding and programs. For more information, visit ibm.com/cognos and choose government in the area marked solutions. Interviews, insights, and opinions on performance management. You're listening to BI Radio.